Deshaun Watson's third quarter on Saturday, 5 of 12 for 35 yards, an interception, four possessions without a point, and boos from his own crowd. The noise starting when he took the field for the second half and peaking after a fourth down incompletion, per Scott Petrak at Brown Zone. The interception had an asterisk, a high throw that went off the hands of a leaping Gage Larvadane before Bills defensive back Takori Couch caught it, per Petrak. The evening did not. Watson afterward called the booing personal and disrespectful, and went further. "It's a mental battle every day. I feel like I get more love on road games than I do home games." And the sentence that will outlive the week. "Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt," all per Petrak. Todd Monken has not publicly responded to those comments in any reporting we can attribute. The competitive context sharpened around him all week. Shedeur Sanders started Saturday and completed his first 8 passes, finishing 9 of 11 for 74 yards with a touchdown, per Petrak. Thursday's joint practice with the Bills was more even. Watson threw a goal line touchdown but missed an open short touchdown to Harold Fannin Jr. and was intercepted by cornerback Jordan Hancock, per Petrak, with Monken saying he was pleased with both of them. And the calendar has run out of room. Petrak reported Tuesday that Monken hoped to name his Week 1 starter by Monday, characterizing Watson as the favorite. And Monken said post-game, "At some point I'm going to have to decide, right? At some point, we've got to get that guy the reps." While Petrak wrote that Sanders' play and Watson's comments have given Monken even more to weigh. "Back in June, we said the Watson bet was never the old resume. It was two unknowns resolving in public, the rebuilt Achilles and the starting job. The tendon keeps passing its tests. The job, which looked like it was ordering itself his way a week ago, now gets decided within days, off a week that was his worst of the summer." The checkable things this week, the name Monken gives early in the week, and Watson's role on the 53 that gets set Sunday, August 30th, if the name is not his, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.